All right, a beautiful start to this Thursday. Lots of sunshine out there. Should be a real nice day. We'll detail the forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. We are just days away now from the August primary, and what a primary it is. A lot of candidates for a lot of offices, including Michigan's 10th Congressional District. We have three Republicans on the ballot, and one of them joins us right now, Lisa McLean. Lisa, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. How did you decide to jump into this race?
I jumped in the race in October after some consideration 4 years ago. I thought about jumping in 4 years ago when Candace Miller came home, but I had a young daughter. My youngest was in middle school, and it just wasn't the right time. As a parent, I couldn't go to Washington, but she'll be a senior this year, and we were sitting around the table one night at Sunday dinner, all kind of talking about the day's events and kind of crabbing a little bit, if you will. And my youngest daughter looked at me and said, "Mom, if you don't like the situation, why don't you get in and do something about it?" So after some talks with some people in the community and my business and my family, I decided, you know what? Let's get in this race and let's make a difference and let's move this district forward. And let's get out there and help the president put America first and continue on our positive agenda. So here I am.
And so here you are. And so what is it you want to do? What's your main goal going to Washington?
The main goal, I think, right now with everything that's going on with this pandemic is we have to focus on jobs and the economy and keeping people safe while at the same time opening up the state, getting people back to work, getting our thriving economy going again, supporting our farmers, supporting our small businesses, and getting back on track with a positive agenda. And as a proven job creator of somebody who has created thousands of jobs over my 30-plus years in business, I know how to do that. And it's so critical to the economy because if people are working, people are positive, people are healthy, schools can open back up, people have purpose. And things just move forward in a much more positive fashion. So jobs in the economy, I think, right now is job one.
And Congress right now is debating what to put in the next stimulus package. What would you favor? What would you like to see the next round of stimulus spending include?
Incentives for small businesses, period. And let's take out the pork. Let's stop all the fluff. And let's really use our dollars wisely. And let's use those to the places, to the small businesses, and to the people who are most affected by this coronavirus, as opposed to the fluff and the pork and all the extra stuff. That's too much of that.
I don't usually ask candidates about other candidates, but I want to know, you know, more about you and what you stand for. We'll get to that. But I got to ask you, how can you say that Shane Hernandez is a liberal? He's got the most conservative voting record in the state house. So where does that come from?
I've never said Shane Hernandez is a liberal, so I don't know where that comes from.
Well, your commercials, suggest that he is as liberal or has liberal tendencies like Governor Whitmer. I mean, what makes you, I guess, more conservative than Shane Hernandez? Let's put it that way.
I think what makes me more conservative than Shane Hernandez is, one, I've done the job. I've worked. I've signed the front of checks as well as the back of checks. I've had to live the policies of a conservative, and that's what's enabled me to build my business very successfully. I've built my business debt-free, so I'm not able to kick the can down the road, you know, 4 years, 6 years. I have to make payroll every week. I've taken zero government incentives, and I'll say that again, zero government incentives, zero special favors, 100%. I've done this the capitalistic way. So I think that's what makes me more conservative. You know, we talk about things like I've got a very good conservative voting record. You should have a very good conservative voting record. That's what we put you there to do. No different than I've made payroll every week. That's what I'm supposed to do. So I think the biggest difference is the leadership skills that I have, the experience of, and I'll use COVID as an example, is I've had to figure out, because we're an essential business, how to keep my employees safe as well as keeping the doors open and making payroll. I think that's pretty impressive, to be quite honest.
You say you want to go to Washington to help Donald Trump make America great. You have plans. You want to work with Donald Trump. First of all, do you think that he will be reelected? And secondly, why should he be reelected?
I do think he'll be reelected. And the reason why is, take a look at what he's done in the 3.5 years since he's been in office. His policies has put America first. He's brought jobs back to our shores. He's negotiated fair trade deals. He's fair on immigration. And I think his policies has put America before COVID and the shutdown. And I think you're going to see a big comeback again. I was just reading in the paper about some economic forecasts and whatnot. I think his policies are superb. And I think the unemployment numbers speak to that. I think the stock market speaks to that. I think the fair trade deals speak to that. So I 100% think he's going to get elected again, and I'll help him do that.
We're talking with Lisa McClain, Republican candidate for Michigan's 10th Congressional District, which is a huge and diverse district. And this has been an unusual year for campaigning. What has the campaign been like for you, first of all? And what do you hear from voters that you do get a chance to talk to?
The campaign has been very interesting this year, to say the least, with COVID. But we've been able to adapt and adjust. And we hit the ground. We hit the phones. To be a servant leader and be able to serve the people of your community, I think it's important to get out and meet with the people in your community, which has been difficult to do. But we spent a lot of time on the phone. I think I've done over 5,000 calls, talking with people personally. And now that the economy is, or the state has opened up a little bit, we've tried to do some door knocking while respecting social distancing and meeting people. So it's been interesting. I'm excited to do that. What I hear from people is, open the state, get the economy up and running. Let's lead with some leadership and some logic and some common sense. That's the big underlining tone, is let's lead with logic and common sense.
When voters cast their ballot, whether they're doing so at home or at a polling place in advance of Tuesday's election, why should they vote for Lisa McClain for 10th Congressional District for Congress?
Well, I think it's simple in the sense that I've led before, and I have built a business, and I'm a proven job creator. I'm a conservative Republican as well as a conservative outsider. I'm not beholden to anybody except the people of the 10th district. I stand strong on Second Amendments. I'm 100% for term limits. I've been endorsed by Right to Life. I'm a proven job creator. I'm a candidate who has gotten things done in my 54 years of being around, and I'm excited to go and do that for the people of the 10th district. Is, if I do something, I play with all my chips on the table, and I think my strong leadership skills with the ability to adapt and adjust is second to none.
Lisa, I appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us. Good luck on Tuesday.
I appreciate it. Have a great day.
You
hey,
too.
Go
Take
Tigers,
care.
By the way.
Go Tigers. Hey, they're looking good. Thanks, Lisa.
Yeah. All right. Have a great day.